with the wrong kind of people, musicians, all different kinds and flavors. I just met so many nice people who introduced me to nice, good, different, diverse kinds of. And I used to go and tape those. So I was listening to that kind of music. I was just playing, too. And probably mostly it was rock and roll and blues at the time. I hadn't really gotten interested in country music at all until much later.
Mm-hmm. How did you break into music professionally?
I bought my way in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a large investment of capital, just about everything I had. At the time, actually, Elton John was open. See, I could have gotten that, but I didn't have enough money, and right now it's, you know, way beyond my means.
So what did you do?
Well, I just, you know, bought this thing, you know, that I'm doing now.
Uh-huh.
David Bromberg, it wasn't, you know, I mean, it's not worth a lot now, but it was worth a lot less then. I didn't have that much money. See, I had a paper route. And, you know, I sold the paper route to another kid, and then I, you know, bought David Bromberg. You know, I mean, you know, see, you're in radio, you know how all this works. Most people who listen don't understand how, you know, this business really works. You know, like, my name isn't David Bromberg any more than yours is what you tell people, see. My real name is, well, people wouldn't even believe my real name.
So you think David Bromberg will go up?
Yeah, well, so far, you know, it's been a lot better for me. See, I've added a lot of guys to my band. See, and although they don't pay me a whole lot individually, when you add, you know, what all of them pay me together, it comes to enough so that things are going a lot better now.
Uh-huh.